From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In many parts of the Midwest, small towns are in crisis. The population is aging, and young people are moving away for education and for better-paying jobs. There is hope for some towns, though, an infusion of new life as Hispanics move in, many of them for work in the meatpacking industry. The newcomers are helping revive the local economies, and as NPR's Greg Allen reports, they're changing the character of life on the Great Plains.
Few small towns in America saw their Hispanic populations grow faster during the 1990s than Lexington, Nebraska. And even though it's in central Nebraska, 1,000 miles from the Mexican border, over the course of just a few years, Lexington's Hispanic population grew from a few hundred to more than 4,000. To get a sense on how that's changed the town, start in the schools.
Okay, which is the best estimate? KS estimate.
Estimate
of the amount of money Patrick saved.
Tina Thompson teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students who are new to the district and in many cases to the country. Most of her 15 students are paying close attention as she draws on the whiteboard to illustrate important math concepts. 15 years ago, there were a few Hispanics in Lexington. Today, they're in the majority. Hispanics account for more than 60% of the students in this middle school and more than 80% in some of the elementary schools. In her newcomer class, Thompson teaches math, but also focuses on English. She concedes that the atmosphere is sometimes one of controlled chaos.
I had two brand new students in there that just came yesterday, and you probably couldn't tell who they were. You know, the rest of the kids help, and they work together as a group, and talking is encouraged because they need to converse with each other. We want them to speak English. We want them to understand what's going on.
Along with its high proportion of foreign-born students, the Lexington School District has another distinction. It's one of the few rural school districts in Nebraska where enrollment is rising. And compared with other nearby districts, Lexington is financially well off. Teachers' pay is above the state average. But there are challenges, with language being the obvious one. Another is mobility. Many students come and go in the course of a school year. There was a rise in crime in Lexington shortly after the newcomers began arriving, but it soon eased back down. Despite that, middle school principal Dean Tickle says the town still has something of a reputation.
The perception out there is, you know, boy, you don't want to let the sun set on you in Lexington, because when it gets dark, you know, everything breaks loose. And I've had people ask me, you know, can you walk down the street and do you feel safe? And I kind of laugh.
15 years ago, Lexington looked a lot different. At the peak of the farm crisis, just when things looked like they couldn't get any worse, they did. Sperry Holland announced it was closing its combine manufacturing plant here, and 800 good-paying jobs were gone just like that. Longtime resident and attorney Wes Luberstadt says the town quickly went into a downward spiral.
Well, like I say, every other building downtown was empty. There was nothing here, and there was nothing between here and the interstate.
Lexington struggled for years to lure another manufacturer to town. Then, in 1988, meatpacker IBP announced it was buying the old combine factory and converting it into a meatpacking plant, bringing at least 1,600 new jobs to the community, a huge influx for a town of about 6,000. The local economy had hit rock bottom. $80,000 houses were selling for half their former value. But even so, Luberstadt says there were concerns in town about the potential impact of a meatpacking operation. Some talked about the immigrants likely to take the jobs. Many were worried about the plant's potential odor. But he says then, as now, Lexington had little choice but to welcome IBP and the inevitable changes it would bring.
My satisfaction comes from saying to myself, what would we have been had we not done this?
This didn't happen only in Lexington. During the last 30 years, the meatpacking industry moved many of its plants from dense urban areas to small towns. Lourdes Gouveia, a sociologist at the University of Nebraska, says that for meatpackers, it was a marriage of convenience.
Because they found that small rural communities may also be a very palatable place for them. They were, in many ways, looking allegedly to be closer to cattle supplies and water and feed, but also away from union strongholds and looking for new pools of labor.
In the Midwest, towns like Garden City, Kansas, Perry, Iowa, and Lexington suddenly found themselves with thousands of new jobs starting at $10 to $12 an hour, a magnetic draw for thousands of new residents, many of them Hispanics. Today, bulldozers and road construction are a welcome sign of growth in Lexington. In the course of just a few years, the population has nearly doubled to about 11,000. Residents proudly note that they now have a traffic problem, forcing the town to build a new bridge over the rail yard that separates it from the interstate. The town is also expanding its water system and building a new library and wastewater treatment plant. Lexington Mayor John Faggett says it's being paid for by revenue from the town's sales tax receipts, which even despite the recent recession, continue to grow.
We have a lot of car sales in our community. We have a lot of people that come into our community, and when they come in and they're young and they don't have the semi-van company pulling up with a semi-load of furniture and appliances, these people are coming in, and this is stuff that they have to purchase. And so this, I believe, continues to drive our sales tax.
Faggett agrees that Lexington had little choice but to embrace meatpacking, no matter the changes it meant for the town. One of the first was when the newcomers started arriving, many longtime residents packed up and left.
We had some people move because of white flight. We had other subdivisions that popped up around the community. Some of it was based on fear. Some of it was apprehension. And some of it people saw an opportunity to market their home, which they never had after New Holland left, and marketed at such a level that they could move up.
At La Vasquez Market, Ellie Vasquez sells everything from clothing to produce. But as much as half of her business is in money transfers, remittances sent back home by immigrants from Mexico, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Vasquez, like many Hispanics here, came to Lexington from another U.S. city. She moved here from Colorado. Many others came from Texas and California. Her husband worked at IBP for several years before their business took off. She says many of the newcomers like Lexington's small-town atmosphere and the low cost of housing. But when asked how they feel about the grueling work of meatpacking, she laughs.
We get a lot of complainers in here, but like they say, there's nothing else to do. A lot of people who come, they either don't have enough studies or they don't have the right equipment to go to school or whatever, and they work there at the IBP, and that's where they say. Most of them say it is hard, but some of them are lucky, and they do get a pretty decent job where it's not so hard.
A recent study conducted by economists at the University of Nebraska found that Hispanic immigration has boosted the economy not just in Lexington, but also in the whole county. Even with the addition of thousands of newcomers, wages rose over the last decade, and unemployment remains low. Lexington is clearly a different place than the one settled nearly 150 years ago by those traveling along the Oregon Trail, and it certainly has problems. But it also has something many other small Midwestern towns can only envy, a promising future. Greg Allen, NPR News.